The Lebanese media tried to contain the issue between Lebanon and Cyprus by highlighting their long-standing and close bilateral relations over decades. However, it seems that Hassan Nasrallah does not believe in foreign relations and their positive repercussions on Lebanon's economy, as he only believes in relations with Iran. Hezbollah's Secretary General Hassan Nasrallah's threats against the Cypriot state have been effectively defused, especially after the Cypriot president affirmed, "Our country stands far from conflict and is part of the solution, not part of the problem." Lebanese media tried to contain the issue by emphasizing the long-standing relations between the two countries over decades. However, it seems that Hassan Nasrallah does not acknowledge foreign relations and their positive impact on the Lebanese economy, but believes in ties with Iran only. Cyprus's strategic maritime location has positioned it as a popular tourist destination for travelers worldwide, especially from neighboring countries like Lebanon. Mohammed Shamseddin, an analyst at the International Information Institute, told our sister media, Huna Laubnan, that the geographical proximity between Lebanon and Cyprus has reinforced their historical relations through strong marital connections and family ties. This has made Cyprus a favorite destination for many Lebanese, during and after the civil war. In addition, Shamseddin underlined the presence of countless Lebanese-owned economic, tourism, and commercial institutions in Cyprus. He referred to the strong trade relationship between the two neighboring countries, with Lebanon importing $447 million in goods from Cyprus in 2023 and exporting $29 million. In 2018, Lebanese exports to Cyprus were around $148 million. Furthermore, Shamseddin indicated that the size of the Lebanese community in Cyprus ranges between 40,000 and 60,000 people. Meanwhile, Gina Boud, president of the Union of Travel and Tourism Agencies in Lebanon, said that he contacted the Cypriot embassy in Lebanon, assuring that things are going well. He added that Cyprus is not going to close its doors to the Lebanese, especially that Lebanese tourists play a crucial role in Cyprus's summer economy. In this context, Aboud mentioned that daily bookings to Cyprus are steadily increasing as August approaches. However, the Cypriot embassy has raised its visa fee from $10 to $98, and now requires appointments due to high traveler volumes in the coming months. Aboud stressed that there have been no travel cancellations to Cyprus thus far. In fact, the number of visitors is increasing. Lebanese nationals are among the top five nationalities investing in Cyprus, including the British and Russians. In an address last week, Nasrallah has accused Cyprus of allowing the Israeli military to use its airspace to attack Lebanon and threatened that it will be a target of the pro-Iranian party in the event of a full-scale war.